broken up.
We were on a break.
That, for all I knew, could last forever. That, to me, is a breakup.
You think you're going to get out of this on a technicality?
Look, I'm not trying to get out of anything, okay? I thought our relationship was dead.
Well...
I loved Friends for...
You loved it?
Yeah, for a good few years, and then I kind of got bored.
So you watched it from the beginning in 1994?
Yeah.
And did you stay with it right up until 2004?
Near enough, yeah. Kind of did the silliness, and it was just funny, I thought. You know, the difference...
The different characters?
Yeah, the different characters.
And which character are you?
Phoebe was my favourite.
You were Phoebe?
I loved her, with her smelly cat. Smelly cat. I loved it.
So you loved Smelly Cat?
Oh, it's just so funny she was. She was so... What's the word?
She was ditzy.
Ditzy, that's it, yeah.
But, you know, a lot of personality.
Yeah. Ah, she was brilliant.
Why do you think now, all these years later, it's been off air for 14 years.
Yeah.
It's still changing hands. It's still syndicated. Netflix paid $100 million for the rights for it. But why? And the young people are watching.
They must have got comments back that people did still want to watch it. It's kind of all the same type stories now, if you know
same
that way.
Same gags.
Yeah. Do you know that way? So it's kind of... It's run its course with me. I watched it, I enjoyed it, and I wouldn't watch it again, though.
So you're a Waterford man, you're a teenager, you watch Friends on Netflix. Have you watched the full thing?
I have, yeah.
The whole lot? How long did it take?
A couple of days of binge-watching. Yeah.
So you binge-watched Friends, and it took a few days?
At night time, yeah.
Did you still get the jokes? Was it still relevant?
It is, because it's a classic. It's good jokes, and it's quite funny.
And which character do you base yourself on?
Chandler. I try to... sometimes be like him.
And give me a Chandler catchphrase.
Yeah, ba-dum-bum.
They're nostalgic.
You think it's nostalgic?
And they know every episode, like Father Ted.
And do you prefer Father Ted over Friends?
Yes, I do.
And you're
that's because I'm not American.
Favourite Father Ted moment?
Dancing in a one-person caravan.
So the famous caravan scene that made Graham Norton a star.
Yes, that's exactly it.
You're 19, you're 20. What do you think of Friends the sitcom, be honest?
I love it. Yeah, it's my favourite show.
Really?
Yeah.
Even though when it ended its run, you were only quite a young child.
I can understand, because everyone loves it.
Yeah, I think it's a timeless show. Like, my mum, like, watched it before, and that's how I got into it. She bought me the box set when I was younger, and now, like, no one really watches DVDs anymore, so it's glad, like, I'd much prefer to watch it on Netflix.
Have you watched the whole thing?
Yeah.
Yeah.
How many episodes altogether?
I can quote it. My whole family, like, we have a trivia game, and I'm... always winning.
We're on Smiley a break.
Cat. We're on a break. Oh, you big tree. I love that one.
Yeah.
Was working until you showed up, you big tree.
Can you do Janice's laugh?
It's more like a cackle.
What character are you?
I think I'm more a Rachel, but I'd probably like to be a Phoebe.
My family say I'm a Monica.
You're a Monica?
Yeah.
And why are you Monica?
She's really organised and competitive.
You're from the States. You gave us many things, including McDonald's, but you also gave us Friends. Why does the world love Friends?
I think it loves Friends because it reminds people of when they were children and how people could get together just as individuals. Then they become adults and they're living like they're just teenage friends again. I'm not a big fan.
You're not a big fan?
Oh, when I became an adult, my relationships changed.
Did you ever like Friends?
Never.
Really? Why not?
Silly. Silly that adult writers would try to put it on to people that you can be that age and have that much money.
The fact that they were living in a loft in Manhattan and the rents would have been thousands.
Out of sight. Yes.
And you didn't think it was realistic?
No. Eye candy only.
Eye candy?
Eye candy only.
What was your favourite character, even though you didn't like the show?
Phoebs. I thought she was interesting.
Yes. And funny. She was funny.
I'm going to start off with a little song called Smelly Cat. Oh, for those of you who are wondering, this is my real voice. Smelly cat, smelly cat, what are they feeding you? Everybody! Smelly cat, smelly cat, it's not your fault.
So I'm Tanya Sweeney and I'm a journalist.
Tanya, you've written about Friends over the years.
I have.
Why is it still popular? Why is it still changing hands for $100 million?
I'm at a loss to know this. You could probably find an episode of Friends on terrestrial television right now, anywhere. It has been one of the most syndicated shows, I think, in history. I mean, they still make such a ridiculous amount of money. And I'm at a loss to understand why, like... younger people relate to it. I mean, back in the 90s, you know, the televisual landscape was that bit different.
There wasn't much.
Well, exactly. I mean, you had Seinfeld, which was amazing. But, you know, this was the first time that, like, a load of friends were in a loft. And it was that sort of really looking at the 20-something dilemma, you know, jobs, financial insecurity, sex, relationships. I think it was one of the first shows to really look at, you know, same-sex relationships and maybe having a transgender parent. There was a lot of really interesting, groundbreaking stuff going on there. I don't know how it's dated now in the time since. But I really don't know, knowing that TV got so sharp 5 or 6 years after the demise of Friends, you know. I mean, because things like The Sopranos, The Wire, was the golden age. Yeah, it was the golden age of television, came hot on its heels, you know. And if you look at Friends now, the comedy is actually fairly blunt, you know. It relies a lot on kind of running gags and catchphrases and you know, really kind of lame, basic kind of comedic tropes. I find it really boring. I think I did at the time, though, you know.
It was clever, kind of the unexpected jokes that kind of came out of nowhere that were just... That's not stupid or rude. That's actually well thought out. I do still watch it. I think I, you know, something that's timeless, like It or Father Ted or whatever. Even though you've seen it so many times, you kind of know that you're comforted, if you like, by the jokes and the characters that people took to, you know. And it's a lot of money, but I suppose that's the price of things nowadays, isn't it?
You think it's worth it? People would
possibly
keep their Netflix. But it is
you know, free on it is on the TV still. Not fully sure, you know.
And your favourite character?
Joey, obviously.
Joey?
Such a hero, yeah, such a...
And can you give us a Joey phrase?
Well, beyond how you doing, not really.
What's up, Joey?
How you doing?
Passed into comedy history like Fawlty Towers already.
You're 19, you're 20. Do you watch Friends? Do you know what Friends is?
Yeah, on Netflix.
So you watched it on Netflix?
Yeah.
So when it went onto Netflix, you then watched it. You wouldn't have seen it originally back in 2004. You were probably too young then.
No.
Yeah, no, we wouldn't have. No.
You were what, like, definitely 8? Did I do the years correct?
Around that, yeah.
About that, 7?
Yeah. Well, I loved it anyway. Yeah.
You did like it?
It's good to get it in, like, yeah, the, you know, series 1, series 2, series 3, whereas on Comedy Central or whatever, it's like all,
it's all over the place.
Yeah.
So you watched the whole thing. That must have taken a while. How many weekends was that?
Yeah, you're binging it.
Scared to say.
So days and days and days. You're nothing but Friends. And your favourite character?
Ross.
You're Ross?
Yeah.
I'd be Rachel, yeah.
You're Rachel?
Yeah.
And the fact that Ross and Rachel got it together and then it didn't work out. Sorry, I've just given it away. Did it work out? I can't even remember.
No, it didn't. No.
Well, at the end, I don't know, they kind of got together again, but...
In a way, spending $100 million, that's what Netflix are spending a year to have the rights to it. Is it worth it? People like you are watching and you're still watching Netflix. Was it a good investment, do you think? It's reaching your generation?
I'd say it was, but like I wouldn't watch it again now that I've watched it.
What do you think of Friends? Well, it was pretty good for the first 3 series and the last 7 were a write-off. I just think it lost its comedy value.
And who was your least favourite character?
Monica.
Why didn't you like Monica?
Because she just shouted for 7 years.
I definitely think that Friends is a show that should be out there. I mean, it's easy to sit down and watch, you know, you don't have to think about anything, and it's a great way to get back into a very good mood, you know, if you're going through a bad time. So I definitely think, yeah, it's worth spending its money on.
How old are you?
I'm 23.
So in a way, you're coming round to Friends in the reruns, really?
Oh yeah, absolutely. Yeah, I would have grown up through my teenage years, you know, 14 up to 17, watching Friends and watching the last couple of seasons. But now that it's on Netflix, I've watched everything.
Really? The whole lot? How long did it take?
The whole lot. Oh, for me, it probably only took about 4 or 5 months. I watch a lot of TV. The Friends and The Big Bang Theory would be the best TV shows.
On Netflix?
Yeah, absolutely, yeah. They would have been very good.
The Friends is one of the best series ever. The funniest. I was watching, I'm 36 now, and I was watching that when I was 20. Friends are just like universal humor, so you can watch it. It doesn't matter how age you are, and they're always funny.
The jokes travel globally, you think?
Yes, definitely.
Yeah, you get to really know the characters, yeah. And I think the way the humor that they gave the characters just worked perfectly. I don't think they've brought out another TV show as famous as Friends, ever.
And your favorite character?
Ross.
Mine is Phoebe. But I like them all because they are so different and they get along so well.
Monica!
They won't take you to the vet.
Chandler!
Obviously not their favorite pet.
Joey!
May not be a bed of roses.
Rachel!
You're not friend to those with noses.
Ross, those are the only lines we have, sorry. Okay. Back to the chorus, everybody.
Smelly cat,
What are they feeding you? Smelly cat, smelly cat. It's not your fault.
A smelly cat!